We need to cut our coat according to our cloth. Is your integrity so low? Why, when you say I'll do that, it is almost 100% certain that you won't. Boggles the mind, doesn't it? It boggles the mind even though it is natural. This is just one unnatural thing, to always expect do what you said I'll do fast, preferably instantly and with lovely attitude. But that is not how humans are built. Blame the builder. Not yourself. In the design of humans, DNA, everything is designed to be the result of a process. Feeling it out first. One of the results of this deadly illness I am going through is that everything slows down, and I can see exactly how it proceeds. Let's take this morning. I woke up in my chair around 3 a.m. I was tired but not sleepy. I needed to go to the bathroom. It took me 45 minutes to get from I need to go to the bathroom to actually stand up and go. That same exact move took 3 hours a few days ago, so it is getting more instant as I am working on it. The body and the brain does a billion calculations before it is actually willing to move. I don't know what the calculations are about, but I can tell with some certainty, one of them is the question, what is the chance that this move will kill me? In my case, congestive heart failure, it makes more sense, but trust me, everyone's brain asks that question, every single time you ask your body for an action. I have also noticed that the rules of causing action are different from what others teach and what most people think they are. Most people think that what gets one to a movement is some big push. Forceful. This is what manifests in a lot of people's lives as failed or abandoned projects, hemorrhoids, sprained muscles, destroyed relationships, and bloody results. A result of a deadly concoction of impatience, entitlement, and misunderstanding of how life, how reality works. Yeah? How does reality work? Reality works on gentle pulses best. Nudges. Like water. Water is soft but can erode the hardest of rocks. Sages have attempted to teach humanity to learn the nature of reality, that reality is like water. That it works best if you also act like water. That it is the best for you, if like water, you take on the shape of the vessel life is coming at you with. Of course, other than martial arts, none learned it. Because understanding it, even getting to get it, will never take you to mastery, where you can't be no other. In the amazing Neal Stephenson book, The Diamond Age, this engineer creates this artificial intelligence masterpiece, the interactive primer that teaches the holder of the primer to live life like water. Nell is the first trainee, and then the anti-army, 250,000 Chinese girls. The book shows why normal humanity lives like savages, no rhyme, no reason, no finesse, no glory, no grandeur in their lives. It takes a tremendous amount of training to cause an uncouth rock, a diamond in the rough, to become a brilliant gem.